Welcome to the Encore Audio Video Podcast. Innovative technology simplified with the Encore Systems designers, Jeff Grove and Clark Von Trotha. Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Encore Audio Video Podcast. I'm sitting right now in the Encore Audio Video showroom in the theater room with the two men with all the information. Jeff Grove, Clark Von Trotha. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, that's a whoop whoop from Jeff.
That was
that's fantastic.
A delayed Super Bowl reaction there. Oh boy.
Well, he's moved. He was a Tom Brady fan. Now he can officially move to Patrick Mahomes now that we know that he's greatness. We don't want to root for any pedestrians around here, right, Jeff?
No pedestrians.
All right. Today we're going to have a conversation that is 30,000 foot view. Talk about why integrate. Home integration is a thing that I think more and more people are being introduced to. When you go and travel, it seems to be, I've certainly done this where I've stayed in a rental property that had some integration in it. You're going into friends and family's houses. They're showing you these cool gadgets that they can do where the lights are synced with this and that. So home automation, home integration is certainly more present. But there's also been a lot of advancements in it. So it's not a new thing, but there is a lot of new things within it. And the other thing is, as this grows, why it's important to work with somebody as you guys do. So as system designers, let's start from the kind of beginning. Can we do maybe kind of a quick recap on home automation? I mean, I think we all remember the movies from the Bond villain or James Bond takes him out and then he goes into the villain's room and presses a button and all the lights turn on, the bed starts rotating and all of that. So home automation has been around since, you know, since imaginations could come up with these ideas. But give me at least your guys' introduction to it and kind of where we were and where we are now.
Sure. Well, integration and home and automation, that whole world really came, has been around for decades, but for us, I think in the last, 10 to 15 years, as networks continue to improve in homes, when I say networks, I mean the network product that you're putting in the home, and the demands on networks just keep exponentially, changing, and so you really have to pay more and more attention to it. Now we're at the point where it's like with, especially over the last, I would say, 10 years or so, if you don't have a proper LAN or local area network in your home, that's always the starting point to add integration for anybody. So identifying that, and that's not typically using the service provider's local area network. That's us providing that and designing that for you. So starting with that, that always has the question of infrastructure. And so when we talk about structured wiring with a client and the history, it's, well, you know, it started with, Cat 5, Cat 5E, Cat 6, Cat 7, it keeps going on. And it's all about throughput, how much that wire can deliver and how much information it can deliver. And so having your home have the proper structured wiring and the proper LAN is always the beginning.
Yeah.
And then from there, the history of that is, there were a few companies that were in that world early on, and now there's quite a few more, but we work with a company called Control 4. And the reason for that is kind of manyfold, but part of it is they're a very well-backed company. So financially, it's an expensive space to be in as a company. And so you want to make sure you're partnered with a company that has plenty of resources to continue to innovate for you. So when you're buying the computing system that's doing all this work for you, that's making life really simple for you to operate with your house, that they're continuing to update that and that they have a wide swath of products that they can interface with, whether they're companies that they own, in the case of Control 4 and Snap One and all that, and that umbrella, or something that is more, a little more esoteric, and is there a driver to make that operate and so forth. And so that is, as the history has gone on, that has expanded greatly. And so now the amount of things that we can operate and interface with just keeps growing and growing. And Control 4, Jeff was talking about this the other day, is a North American company, is one of the largest in that space. And largest meaning just size of company, the amount of backing behind them, the amount of systems that have been deployed with their product and so forth.
So let me, sometimes I have to interpret Clark, right, Jeff? I mean, I know, I'm sure that you do the same thing. So if I'm hearing it correctly, so home automation has always been around. It's been this fanciful idea, but it was all custom until, you know, a few decades ago where it became a consumer facing product. And then with the improvements in internet and the ability to do it, it feels like it's something that you can pick up off the shelf, and it's been certainly been promoted that way. But what's happening is, it sounds like, Clark, if I'm hearing you correctly, is the pendulum has swung to the point where now the power of your network can do so much that you almost have to start back at the beginning and make sure you have the foundation. And then it's the same thing that we run into in a lot of these podcasts, is you don't know what you don't know. There's a lot more capability than most people see in the ads for these one-off products that do XYZ. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. And to kind of back up from the 30,000 foot view, the first thing, and Clark kind of touched on this throughout his little banter there. easy, right? We want things to work easy. We obviously want them to be reliable. The other thing that gets forgotten about, but the word automation means things that we want or should happen just kind of automatically based on certain criteria. Time of day, sunrise, sunset, temperature in the house, things that should just happen automatically based on certain events. So that kind of falls into the terminology of all those things. And then to kind of throw an analogy out there, automation or integration is kind of a coffee table full of apps instead of remotes.
Sure.
Take that away and do it all from one spot. So being able to integrate all of the different functionalities we're talking about, lighting, heating and cooling, audio, video, shades, door locks, all that stuff into one place so that when something happens, the rest of the system is aware of it as well. Whereas when you do this with the coffee table full of apps, kind of the do-it-yourselfer idea, those things, those different devices don't have any idea what's going on with the other stuff, which is often not the best thing in the world.
And it can cause more problems. And it's I think we've all seen it where somebody's like, hey, you need to check this out. It's super cool. And then they can't get it to work.
Yeah.
And then you have your friends. Because here's the other thing about integration and automation. Those are cool words, and they're kind of buzzwords right now when people think about it. But this should be fun.
Yeah.
And it should be cool. Like, that's the other thing is, you know, when it doesn't work, it ends up being frustrating for a lot of people. I mean, you know, the example that Clark's used a million times is, you know, you have this beautiful home theater set up, but nobody knows how to use it except for the guy that built it. And those are always a disaster because, you know, your wife and your kids and your friends and your family don't want to go and use it.
Right.
And, you know, you have somebody come over and just go, all right, well, here's the 17 steps that you need to do to work it out. I once upon a time worked in a hotel that had a home theater, and it literally had like 18 instructions to turn the thing on, and it was a disaster. Yeah. So, and that's something that people are renting on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, that's a really important point about what Jeff was touching on with apps. You know, the app is kind of the new remote. Let's just call it what it is. And, you know, when you have a coffee table of apps, like he was saying, you have a coffee table of remotes, and it's not a functional system for all parties usually in that residence. In addition to that, the simplicity and things talking to each other, there's a lot of give and take with that in terms of how a system's designed. You may have the exact same equipment, but it's how it's integrated, to Jeff's point, might be slightly different from client to client, whether it's lighting or how the lighting interacts with the audio video or how the shades interact with the heating system. There's a lot of things that can be tied together, and they're unique.
Can you give me a simple example of that?
Yeah.
So you
turn a TV on,
yep,
and you want the lights to dim to a certain level so the TV looks excellent in this room.
Yeah.
And every time it's going to be at this level, because it's an enclosed room, it's kind of a media room or whatever, not with a lot of windows or whatever. And so it's, you're going to always view in a similar lighting condition. That's a real common ask for clients. But where they want the lights to be might vary from person to person in that particular space.
Yeah.
Another example could be shades. You might want the shades to be tied to the smart thermostat in the house. So when the thermostat gets to a certain level, certain shades in certain areas that would really heat up, you know, help to keep the heating similar in the house or more contained, might drop down that are open. Those type of, you know, if this, then that kind of integration programming are really important and very customized to the user and to the client. And so that's part of what Jeff was touching on with integration as well. It's a very important point in simplifying it, getting, so you have one app and you, and you're, and it's really customized. So it's working for the user.
Yeah. Tailored to the individual's taste.
And then there's probably, so if you have that adjusted, the TV turning on, the lighting being adjusted, there's probably some background functions that people aren't thinking about that would have to take place, or is it
I mean, if the goal is I want to walk into this room and I want to be able to watch a movie from pick your favorite streaming service, there's a whole bunch of actions that have to happen there, right? It's not just turn the lights to a certain level. And maybe that's more than one lighting load, which might mean that my sconces are brighter than the lights in my ceiling, and so on and so forth. So all of those being predetermined as to what the appropriate level is there. And then on the audio video system, we got to turn components on. We have to make sure they're on the right inputs for surround sound, the right listening mode. We need to make sure we pick the appropriate device that's going to be viewing said favorite streaming service. You see where I'm going?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff that's got to be performed by saying...
Clark kind of gave us the end result, but yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. So then, you know, the difference between setting it up yourself and going through the troubleshooting that you guys have done, been doing this for combined, is it 50 years? I don't want to make you guys sound too old.
Long time. Because you look
so young.
I think that number is close to 60. 60.
Okay, so combined 60 years. combined 60 years of experience, I mean, having seen some of the evolution, certainly, of this, of what we're talking about, the integration, you've probably also run into them yourselves and seen a lot of people that find the pitfalls. What are the problems that you run into if, hey, I've set it up where this is very precarious. It's going to work some of the time, or it's going to work the first few times, but on the back end, you can kind of see problems coming. So for the do-it-yourselfers out there, can you give them kind of a, hey, here's the things that you might need to consider?
Getting into the weeds, it usually is some pretty specific stuff.
Sure. Well, things that we've talked about that I'm trying to send you leading questions, but I know, furniture I know is a big one, where if you have this equipment that needs to have room to breathe, the cabling, you started with the network. You can see kind of where I'm going with this is you can get it set up where you think you've got it right, but if you're not working with an integrator that has the level of experience.
Well, I think, you know, again, the 30,000 foot answer really to that without getting into the weeds is more about the scope of what the project is, you know, and clearly if the client comes to us and it's a more complex scope, we would encourage them not to do it themselves for obvious reasons. But I think as somebody, there are people who come in and buy things from us where we don't integrate it for them. And it's just as a retailer and we know those people, but we usually ask a fair amount of questions. And by the time we're done with our little question sessions with them, most of the time they want to work with us and they don't want to do it themselves. But on the chances where they do, you know, it's usually a single room and it's something where it's a little more straightforward. And it doesn't mean that Jeff and I can't give them some advice on some things, but usually we would encourage them to work with us it can get complex quickly. And a reason why I started with the network example is because networks have opened the possibility gates wide open, and so the complexity of what we do has grown exponentially from where it was even 15 years ago. And so for the guy who was like, oh, I have a system I put in 15 years ago and I kind of did it myself, I want to do the same today. It's usually a, oh, you do? And then once we get talking with them, they realize maybe that's not what I want and I do need your help with that oftentimes. Yeah. So, yeah.
And those parts of the system today for us are absolutely the backbone. And we've discussed the importance of networks before. But the reality is if the network isn't up to snuff, the rest of all this fun stuff might not be doable or might have to be tailored back in some way to make the end result be what we all expect it to be. Because if the network's not quick and reliable and everything else, then the rest of this is all kind of a moot point.
Well, and if you have the integration set up, so you've got, you know, an example that you've used in the past that I'm always fond of is the, you know, when you get home, having those hall, whether you want music to play or, you know, to, as you walk down the hall, it's set up for you, the temperature, the lighting, the blinds, however, you know, whatever the scene, to borrow one of your terms, is set to. There's also components within there. If they don't necessarily match, you can overspend on, you know, certain components in there, and you can underspend on others. And if you do that where they're not compatible, or the components aren't, whether it's the wiring or the, I'm trying to think of all of the different things, you know, the components of your network and, you know, those wireless transmitters or whatever it is. I don't know all the terms, but access points, that's the one that I was looking for. But having those, any number of weak links can be in there. So what are some of the ones that the forgotten weak links that you guys consider that other people
don't? Oh, there's
don't.
So many. There's a lot. And that's a key point as to why to work with an integrator like us is that there's so much little detail. The devil's in the details. Yeah. And you touched on something I think that was really important there about everything being able to talk well.
So everybody needs to be friends here.
Correct. Yeah.
Everything you're seeing and everything you're not seeing, they need to get along
in the most layman way. You know, everything having a proper driver and being able to work well with the system that we're putting in and so forth. That's a really key question. And a lot of people come to us and like, hey, I'm thinking of adding this heated floor system or this specific heating system or this specific this or that. Can I integrate that?
Heated floors. I like that idea.
There's very particular conversations that go into that to make sure that we can integrate with that. And so what I always encourage people, especially if you're building a home, this is a good kind of, this is the earlier, the better.
Sure.
Because once you start purchasing things, you know, we can't, and you haven't spoke to us first about that purchase, we can't guarantee that we can integrate with it. It's not like everything is integratable. There are some things that literally are what we would call closed network, or they're part of their own app and you simply can't integrate with them. And so and you may have other choices in that area that would do exactly what you want in a similar price point to where you're looking, but you wouldn't know one way or the other until you talk to us to make sure that it would all work and be integratable. So it's very important you talk to us early about that.
With some of that stuff, it can be incredibly in-depth conversation because it's not just, okay, will it or will it not work? In some cases, it will work, but we need a translator. This product that's speaking French, speak to our product that's speaking English.
Sure.
Right? We need a translator in between there to make that work for kind of layman's terms here.
Yeah, no, I'm a layman, so that's perfect.
And then in the best case scenario, when we have products that in most cases we're designing with, they all speak the same language. So now there is no translation. It's just a matter of, okay, when I do this, make this happen, right? I don't have to go through this translation. And so sometimes what we've dealt with some of those translation type products is the translator gets things wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So I'm just going to kind of do a little recap and let me know if I missed anything on this. So the reason to work with an integrator is to simplify everything that you're doing. So if whatever, however grand your idea is, love the heated floors. Another one that I remember you mentioning on another one of these podcasts was the stairs that light up as you step up those stairs.
Yeah.
If you want to do something that is outrageous like that, just so it's cool, you want to have those heated floors so it's functional, have your garage door connected to your lighting, to water. It should all be simple, and it can all be simple. But you have to have those foundations right. So the sooner that you talk to somebody that can get everybody speaking the same language, simplify it for you so the end product is the most, you're buying the right class of products so that they all work together, so you end up saving yourself some heartache in the end where you overpay for something but you can't use the full capability, or you have some components in there that are kind of bringing down the quality of everything. It's making sure that you get this cohesive unit that can make it reliable, long-lasting, and get the most out of it. Does that kind of sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one other thing that is on my mind that this is where I think something like this becomes the most valuable. Clark, you said that, you know, somebody that built their own system 15 years ago, you mentioned that you guys have a combined 60 years of experience doing this. When you build something today, I imagine that the technology, I know for a fact the technology is growing a lot faster. It won't be long before, when I don't know when we talked about it earlier last year, where we talked about 8K is around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And the streaming services are in an arms race. We'll have, I believe, at least two NFL playoff games that will be on streaming services next year.
Yeah.
We had two or more this year.
Well, we had one that was exclusively. Yeah, yeah, Amazon will have an exclusive one. I imagine Peacock will too, regardless of that.
Yeah. And you, Paramount Plus probably as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
When you're working with an integrator, you guys get the information much quicker than I do. But it's also the fact that you kind of can build things, not future proof, but future ready. I mean, how often are you seeing things that, you know, that are changing over at kind of lightning speed that you can anticipate that somebody introducing themselves to it wouldn't be able to?
Jeff's going
to
elaborate on this too, but really, because this is a deep
point. Really quickly. Go ahead.
This is a deep point, but I was just going to say, from a design perspective, it's an open architecture perspective, meaning we're going to design things with the most open architecture as possible to give the client the most possibilities and growth in the future. That being said, it's also budget related.
Sure.
So Jeff has always made a great point, which is you can have budget or you can have scope. I'm not sure you could have both. And I mean, and some clients can, but some can't.
Depends on what your budget is.
Depends what your budget is, right?
And so if that budget is champagne or beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, we're always looking at that. But future proof, no one knows the future in our world. And it is changing quickly. And there are technological changes that constantly are occurring. But most of our system's shelf life isn't just like a year or two. I mean, it's a long time. There's some equipment that we put in for people that they've had well past a decade, and they're happy as can be with it, and they're fine. And again, it just depends on the scope and how far we can take that. But
well, and having a partner like Control4, who, like you said, has deep pockets, has their own product lines, and is actively working
many
on
any product lines.
Well, there you go. But actively working on making sure that they can integrate with as many partners as possible too, sounds like a very good place to start. I'll let you pick up from there, Jeff.
Absolutely. That's part of why we use them, is because they're so diversified and they give us a lot of options both internally. And then now and again, you know, we have somebody that has a unique request.
Sure.
And often those unique requests are not things that we know how to deal with right off the top of our head. So then it's conversations with tech support, or often with like the regional technical manager for Control4, to actually say, here's what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm thinking. Am I crazy? Is that doable? Do I need to go down a different path? Or is this nuts and I can't do this? And so having the ability to have those conversations literally with the manufacturer is super powerful.
Yeah.
Because we're essentially from the horse's mouth, we're getting the answers.
You're talking about while you're designing the system and while you're building it, but the thought occurs to me that if something goes wrong, with a system you design. Oh, Clark is pointing at me.
Yeah.
What's the difference between
me
trying to rebuild it and, you know, how is the post-design?
I think that's a good final point to leave us with. Another reason to work with an integrator and work with us is we offer three different levels of support. So there's the support through our internal company, which we're here basically Tuesday through Friday. We're off Sundays and Mondays, we're closed, but Tuesday through Friday, we're here during the, you can call us during our normal business hours, or even on Saturday, we're here. There's another service where they can call and actually speak directly with our integration manufacturer and a team that's set up specifically for them.
Yep.
And it's available 8 to 8 p.m. Any time zone within North America. That's nice. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
And then there's a third one, which is 24/7, 360. You can really go for the moon and systems and so forth. And that support's also available for, again, through what Jeff was talking about, not just on the front end and the design side, but on the back end, a specific team dedicated to you to help you with your system that we put in. So that really separates, I think, different integrators out. And that's a very important point to have those features available to the end user. Because again, every system's different. Every user's expectations are different in what they want in terms of service. And so we now have a really incredible umbrella of options for people. Another reason to work with us. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Anything you would add there, Jeff?
Just that we're actually pretty excited about these new options for support, because it is pretty difficult when somebody has an issue, minor or major, Saturday afternoon after we've left.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we don't get back here till Tuesday. The issue's been going on for several days, and who's going to deal with that?
Yeah.
And so having the ability to have some support from our manufacturing side that has people that have been trained to deal with these types of issues, I think it's going to be a huge help for both us and our customers.
Well, it sounds like there is a lot of reasons to work with an integrator. Like I said, getting everything set up correctly at the beginning, and really getting all the options available to you seems like the first reason to walk in here. Because you know, you can create the idea in your mind. Maybe you just watched an episode of the Jetsons and you come in here and you go, all right, this is what I want. But some of the things that we've talked about across the podcast that we have done are cooler and simpler than, you know, than I think a lot of people think of. The idea of using your blinds not only to control your light, but also your temperature, having them automated so that you don't have to be the one that's making these adjustments based on temperature settings, lighting, time of year, all of those things that we've talked about in the past, I think are fantastic. So coming in and just getting the scope of what you can do, reason number one. Number two is getting the most out of what you already have and what you're purchasing. You know, going out and trying to piecemeal it all yourself. Like you said, you have the closed system ones that don't work. I think we've all run into this with components of our lives that don't talk to the other, whether it's personal or programmatic throughout your life. But there are elements that don't jive together. So I think that reason number two, the support on the back end is fantastic. But I still think, too, I think one of the biggest reasons to work with an integrator is that I don't think you're ever done with this, right? There's always something new, and another cool product is, if you want to have that state-of-the-art home, we've all looked back in the past and seen, you know, I don't know when the last time you guys watched Back to the Future is, but we're introducing it to our children. And the idea of what the ultimate home in, what year was it, 2012 that he... fast forwarded to, the idea of a 2012 future home from 1985 is very different than what our future looks like.
Someone used a great analogy the other day about being a technological doctor, and they were one of the people who, there's a board of companies that talk to our like Control 4 and so forth that help with some of these program ideas that we've addressed in this conversation. And I thought that was a really great term, because it's really true. I mean, you know, if you go to a different doctor, you kind of have to go through your whole history again, right?
Yeah, very true.
And with us, we're dealing with so many systems in your home oftentimes, and we're integrating those systems. Having one group of people that you can talk to who are intimately familiar with your project and exactly what you've done in your scope is really powerful for an end user. So yet another reason. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Fantastic. If you're thinking of putting together a smart home, a home theater, anything that needs integration indoor or outdoor with your home or your business.
Yeah.
Best place to start is with a conversation with these guys right here at Encore Audio Video. You come down to the showroom. They can show you examples of what they're talking about, walk you through the whole process. You can also check things out on the website. Website is EncoreAudioVideo.com. Location is 14th and Everett, right here in the Pearl District of beautiful Portland, Oregon. If you would you add anything else if somebody's looking for an integrator? They smell fantastic. These guys, I mean, you come down here. I mean, it's just not just are they the most handsome gentlemen that you'll ever meet. But lots of reasons. Anything else you guys would have?
We appreciate the love, Luke. Yes.
I think that's great.
All right, perfect. All right, listen for more episodes of the Encore Audio Video podcast coming soon, or there's the entire catalog on the Encore Audio Video website, on odyssey.com, on 1080thefan.com. Everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll be back again very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Encore Audio Video Podcast. If you have questions about today's topic or to schedule your free consultation with Jeff and Clark, go to EncoreAudioVideo.com.